do something that you wouldn't normally do. Whether it's learn to crochet, whether it's, you know, taking dance lessons. And it doesn't have to be extreme. And that coming from a woman who has already has tend to do things from extremes, like one too extreme to the other. And I'm learning to stop that. So it's something I definitely am working on. I don't want to be extreme. And I think that's where people get stuck, is because they want to make a change. They don't know how. So they go all in. And then a few weeks, days later, they're all of a sudden like petered out. And so the best thing I can suggest doing is do something that challenges yourself. Find something that you're interested in and push yourself. There is a depth and a breadth to our lives that largely goes unexplored. As an equestrian life mindset coach and host of this podcast, I am here to lead you on that exploration. Deep conversations covering topics in and out of the show ring with industry leaders and unsung heroes alike, sharing their stories and what makes their journey unique, but relatable at the same time. We all have stories to share and lessons to trade, something we've learned from a horse or from each other. So relax and be ready to listen with more than just your ears. I'm Tracy Mitchell. Welcome to Hitting Your Stride.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a unique episode of Hitting Your Stride. I'm Victoria McCourt, sitting in the big chair today to bring you an interview with the regular host of this podcast, Tracy Mitchell. Hi, Tracy.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay.
To fill in a few gaps for all of you, I'm a fellow coach who owns Vem Coaching. I focus on career transitions and grief, loss, and bereavement. Tracy and I are cousins, but we also share a lifelong passion for horses and many facets of the equestrian industry. For the last 6 months, we've been getting together to discuss life, our businesses, and much more. And with everything she's been sharing with me about this podcast, I asked her, hey, what if I interview you so people get a different perspective on the purpose and energy behind the show? So here we are. So in today's episode, I'm going to attempt to pull back the curtain a bit on hitting your stride to see what putting this together is like for Tracy and her guests. We'll cover some of the highs she's had and what Tracy has learned about guest podcasting, and most importantly, what she's learned about herself. After all, that is the theme of hitting your stride. Welcome to your own show, Tracy. How's it feel?
Oh my gosh. Thanks, Victoria, for doing this. Oh my God. It's weird. It's a different kind of nervous than I usually get before interviewing guests. So we'll see how this goes.
Well, hopefully some excitement as well.
I know. I'm sure you'll be nice to me. It's all good.
Well, you do know where I live. So yes. All right. Let's get this started. So first question, I want you to think back to the very first Hitting Your Stride podcast when you told the world about Lowing Kind. How did sharing that story lay the foundation for what Hitting Your Stride is or has become?
Wow. Yeah. So that was a biggie. That was that question, you know, I wanted to put together this podcast. I wanted the world or the podcast world to kind of know who I was, but I didn't really know how to go about doing that right away. And it was my husband and podcast producer and editor and Matt who just said, well, why don't you share your story about Leuven? And it's like, whoa. Okay, because I think that my life with her or her life with me kind of covered a large variety of ups and downs. And she really imprinted on my life. She really kind of helped evolve me into who I am. So if anybody doesn't know or hasn't listened to the very first episode, it's called Leuvenkind or Low and Kind. And yeah, it's my hard horse. It was my girl that got me through so much. And so I, along sharing that journey, you get to know a little bit more about me and what I've experienced. And yeah, I just wanted people to know what shaped me. And also too, I think it's really important to be vulnerable in anything. And I wanted my future listeners and longtime listeners, who I'm very grateful for, to understand right off the hop that what you hear is what you get. What you're looking at, if you're seeing this on video, is who you get. And I'm all about putting it out there, because I feel like if I could share an experience and have somebody relate to it or learn from it, I'm all for that, right? I'm a total open book. So yeah, I think that was the energy that I wanted to start this whole journey off with.
And I think it was a good way for you to start your journey, because as you said, many people can connect in some way to that original podcast.
I think so. And I always hear too, like I used to share that story back when I was teaching in the massage therapy school, or I'd share it with clients, and I never intended to bring everybody to tears, but everybody was always brought to tears. And I'd get feedback like, oh my God, you should have warned me about that story. And it's like, yeah, it was a pretty big deal in my life. And she's just such an amazing, amazing horse. So yeah, that's how all this got started.
So one of your goals when you began was to enlighten and engage the horse world. Where do you think you are with that after 50 episodes? And can you talk about like the feedback you've gotten from your guests and from your listeners, and how it's really helped shape the conversations for you in and out of the show ring?
Okay. Yeah. So at the beginning, I think, you know, being a little nervous and still trying to hit my stride in this process, I think I was a little bit more structured, a little bit more tight. But I found as I've gone, I've hit my own flow. I'm after 2 years, I hope I'm feeling confident about what I'm doing. So that's all good. And I think that, am I reaching that goal? Yes. Of hoping to enlighten and engage. The feedback I get is really cool, and I'm very excited about it. It's like, wow, your questions are so good. I'm like, awesome. And you can thank Matt for those questions. This whole process is just, you know, it's great for a husband and wife to work together, let me tell you. And it's, you know, we get together and we talk about, like, we brainstorm. So what do you want this person to be about, and how, what kind of questions and stuff? And so, yeah, like his questions are amazing. The stuff that, like, the advice or the experience that my guests share, people are commenting about, wow, that changed my life. And that's huge. And it's such a fun experience. And that's what I wanted this podcast to do. I want people to kind of, we'll talk about this, I think, with like tearing down a little bit more of the walls and being, you know, more of who you are and et cetera. And yeah, I just, like, I had one woman after my Kristalot Boylan episode, I had one woman email me, and I'm at my dealership getting my car's oil changed. And she emailed me and she said that she just wanted to thank me for that episode because it changed the way she looked at the relationship with her horse, and it changed how she approaches her riding. And like, I was like, wow. And I think I got a little welled up as I'm sitting there hoping nobody's like watching me, but it was really, really cool. And, you know, when Matt and I went to the Royal and did that fun little episode, you know, I'm handing out flyers going, okay, hi, I'm introducing myself, I'm from Hitting Your Stride. And people are like, oh, I listened to your podcast. And here's me. You do? Like, sounding so surprised. I'm like, come on, Trace. But yeah, so it's really exciting to know that I'm having fun putting content out there, and that people are enjoying it and finding it hopefully like life changing or life inspiring. So yeah, it's been cool. I've been really enjoying it.
Lots of changes along the way, but yeah, then you learn stuff yourself as well.
Oh yeah. Yes, definitely. Lots about me I'm learning.
So what have been some of the most impactful conversations you've had so far? What have made them so special for you? And how have you been able to turn that impact into something beneficial for Equestrian Elements Life Coaching?
When I saw this question, I was like, wow, they're all impactful. Like one of the things I've tried to do across the board is not just talk to top riders, to talk to the young up and comers, to talk to the business people in the horse world, to talk to photographers, to, you know, marketing strategists for people who have businesses. Like there's this whole wide variety. So I think across the board, depending on how you want to look at it or the level of impact, anybody who listens to it can experience the base of that impact, right? Whether they're listening to an Olympian or if they're listening to somebody who's just building her business or his business for the first time or dealing with a difficult horse. We've all had those. So it kind of puts us all on the same level. So yes, everybody has been impactful. I've loved how everybody has shared such a passion for what they do. You know, like the lovely lady I had on talking about grief, you know, when losing an animal, you know, she had such a passion. She has such a passion for helping people through that. Learning about the impact of mentorship, and this is huge. And I honestly believe, and I think that is what I can take forward a lot into my coaching business, Equestrian Elements Life Coaching, is whether it's a coach or a mentor, in order to get from where you are to where you want to be, you need somebody to kind of follow, not to follow along with, but to view, right? You would definitely agree with this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's something like, and it's help. It's you observe them. So taking all of the fact, like all of my guests have a mentor, and that was really cool to find that out. And we need those and the impact of what it's done for them. My guests have really been willing to open up and share, which is, I am so grateful for. But yeah, some of like, I don't want to, I could literally mention every single person I've talked to that has left an impact on me. But I mean, I could go from one extreme to the conversations I've had with my brother, you know, and again, that's sort of like pulling back the curtains a little bit on both me and him, like our difference in age, but like we're both very similar with our goals and our drives. And I think he's an amazing coach. He's a teacher. So he's mm-hmm. very good with relating with people. But yes, I mean, conversations with Matt Cohn, with, you know, Leslie Grant Law, with Mike Pownell, Dr. Steve Engel down in the States. Like there's so many. I honestly, like some of the things that they'd share were things they told me that, okay, I've never shared this before, but I'd be like, wow, okay, that's awesome. And like I'm often in awe when I'm listening to these people. Like, so, and I sit here and I'm like, holy, I get like a masterclass with each person mm-hmm. I get to sit down with, which is so amazing, which every time I press stop record and I'm thanking them and I leave my office, I'm like, "Woo, that was awesome." I never sleep well the day, like that night after doing a recording, because it's running through my head. Yeah.
The adrenaline.
Yeah. Yes. So yeah, I think that, I mean, like I said, if you want me to list a few people, I can, but I don't know. I'd have to list them all. Do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I like how you said it, though. It's really, we can learn something from every single person, and there's no one single path to get to where you want to be. And as you said at the very beginning of answering that question, like you really do learn bits and pieces from every person and every path that you could take to get there, and the mentorships along the way, because sometimes it's not just one mentorship, it's everybody. along your path.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see if you can talk about the challenges of covering the wide scope of the horse world with your podcast and how hitting your stride has made a difference. So you've talked about setting your goals, meeting expectations, overcoming challenges, and dealing with the ups and downs that come along with the life in the equestrian sport. How do you see this podcast playing a role in all of that?
Yeah, so this has, I would say the one challenge, and it hasn't been an outward one, but when I started, like, I wanted this to be about everybody. And so, you know, I'm finding someone from this, and here's a business person, and here's a, you know, but me being naturally based, my niche in my massage therapy world is more so English than Western. So yeah, the challenge for me has been like, oh, right, let's broaden this. And the two Western guests that I have had on, Caleb Klingon and Chet Martin, have been amazing and laughs and like full of amazing information. And I think my goal is to put us all in a level playing field. I don't care what saddle you ride in. I don't care what kind of hat you wear. I don't care about that. And I truly believe that anybody that listens to this podcast, if you're open-minded enough, that you'll listen to what they have to share. Like, we're all in the industry. I mean, we hear this all the time, but I don't really think it truly gets through. If we can tear down the walls a little bit and listen to what they have to say, it's just awesome. So it doesn't matter what discipline you ride or what your goals are, we can all learn something from everybody. So yeah, the challenge has been stretching the boundaries, opening up people's minds. I want this podcast to remove preconceived ideas, whether it be, you know, hunter jumper versus dressage. You know, if you listen to the stories, we're all working towards the same thing. And yeah, I hope that hitting your stride helps remove pressure that the listeners might put upon themselves as well, right? Like, if I have a guest that is vulnerable enough to share something they've never shared with anybody before, which I'm honored about, hopefully a listener will be like, wow, okay, if that person can deal with that letdown, or, you know, that person can deal with that pivot that they had to make so quickly, or that business person, it's like, holy cow, right? There's so many lessons there. So yeah, I don't know. And I just hope that, I don't know, that the message that I'm putting out is being heard with the intent that it's being put out there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I do like how you're talking about breaking everything down to the base, though, because the equestrian world is the equestrian world and industry, and yeah, we're all in it for the love of the horses. And I think that is key to remembering. Some things get segregated, and we want to all kind of come together a little bit better. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a matter of, like, when I'm at a horse show and I'm walking around and I'm massaging, you know, this horse and that horse, and I go from barn to barn, people are like, oh, hey, Trace, like, I could stop and talk to five or six different people, and it's awesome. And it's such an awesome feeling, but I'm like, not every barn is like that. And I think a lot can be said about a certain energy that you put out there. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, hopefully some of these messages that are being put out there from these guests, not only their amazing advice and their vulnerability, but can open people up to go, huh, okay, yep, I can do that too. It doesn't have to be this difficult, or I don't have to feel like I'm the only one out there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
So you had mentioned a lot of people know you as one of the top equine massage therapists around, and a growing number of people are finding out about your skills as a life coach in the equestrian circles. What are you hoping they're finding out about you as a host on Hitting Your Stride? Or what are you finding out about yourself in that role?
So the tables have been turned.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Your turn.
So, yeah. These are questions that I ask everybody else, and this one's for me. All right. So I want people to know who I am, in all of sincerity, being authentic. Authenticity is one of my strong, like one of my top five values. So it is true. And if you hear my nerdy laugh or if I make a geeky response, this is me, people. But yeah, the big thing is being authentic. That I hope really comes through to that. I like to do well. I would say I suffer from perfectionism a little bit. So there might be a bit of an edge on that sometimes, especially when you ask Matt when we're editing these things. But yeah, I mean, from what I've learned about myself, oh my goodness, the first one is finding my voice. Now, for people that are listening, they'll be like, Trace, you've been doing a podcast for 2 years. Like you would have thought you would have found your voice, but it's different because, you know, I did share, you know, and I think one of my podcasts, I did a solo with What's My Why? Like, yeah, I won speaking conference. Like what are those speech things all the time as a kid? Like I can get in front of hundreds of people and talk, but there's something different about doing this one-on-one and people getting to know me through this process, because I don't think this podcast goes as far as it could without people connecting to me. And I hope that doesn't sound, you know, whatever, but it's just like, they have to want to listen to me and see what I have to say as well. So if you listened, I've already shared it with, like, you know, with the Leuvenkind, with number one episode, you know, being a daughter of an alcoholic, is that can be a challenging place. And very oftentimes you don't find your voice. So for me to go through this process at the age that I am now, and yeah, I struggle with that a little bit sometimes, feeling confident that people are going to want to hear what I have to say. So it's been a really interesting curve for me, but I'm loving it. And I'm still doing it. And through every uncomfortable moment, I still push through. And at the end of every episode, I just feel so elated that I've had that experience with those people and that I've grown. The other thing I've learned is how much time and effort goes into this. It's crazy. And yes, it's a good test on the marriage. but my Matt is wonderful. And yes, and like, that's just it. I'm so grateful for his help. He is a professional at what he does, and he takes the time to help me out with this and everything. So yeah, that's a big thing with me. So time management with everything that I do with my busy life. So it's definitely a learning curve, and I love it, even though it makes me sweat sometimes.
And as you said, that learning curve never stops.
Ever.
Like anything in life, if you're open to it, you're always going to learn something new.
Yes.
Always.
Yeah. And it's going to be uncomfortable.
Oh yes. Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But as they say, sometimes in that uncomfortable moment, once you push through, then there's something new and it's like an aha moment. All right. Ready for the next?
Yeah. Here we go. Just keep them coming.
All right. Whether it's in the show ring or in everyday life, or as your host on your podcast, how do you define the importance of growth? And how can you share, or can you share why it's so important to have growth as a marker in progress in life?
Yeah. So if you don't experience growth, so something that tests you, pushes your own boundaries, makes you feel uncomfortable, makes you sweat, do all that kind of stuff, you're never going to move forward in life. You know, it's like doing a self-assessment and going, okay, where am I? What have I been in the same, not rut, but have I been in the same track for 6 months, for a year, 3 years have gone by and nothing much has changed in my life. Well, my goodness, like something's got to change. So, you know, I find that using the growth as a marker, it's important because then there's nothing better than looking back at what you've done, like doing that self-assessment. I do that with myself every 6 months because I kind of, when I set goals for myself, I've got immediate goals. I try to do with like a 6 month goal and then like some of the bigger goals that might be a year or 2 years down the road. But looking back at it and going, holy crap, look what I've done in the last 6 months. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. There's nothing being, you know, boastful about it. If you can't cheer yourself on, then who can you cheer on? I honestly believe, right? Like most of us should become our own cheerleaders before we start rah-rah on everybody else. So it's, but yeah, it's, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
I like how you put that because it kind of goes back to that self-care piece. If you can't take care of yourself first, you're not going to be able to help others or be able to bring in others' ideas. So I really like how you've kind of brought it down to the base. And yeah, that definitely triggered an aha moment for me. You just saying that there. Yeah. Yes.
Well, and part of what, you know, it got us here in this role reversal is when, you know, you and I had decided to make it a monthly tea date. And honestly, the two of us would walk away from there going, oh, this feels so good. And you feel inspired and you get new ideas. So sometimes for people, their area of growth could even just be sharing how they're feeling, right? And it's okay to talk about where you're at.
Awesome. Yeah, as you said, it's going to feel uncomfortable at first. It is. Anything's going to feel uncomfortable like that at first. But when you have either that person or that environment to have the opportunity to share, you feel like a weight has lifted off your shoulders afterwards.
Yeah. And you just need to find someone you feel no judgment from. I mean, nobody should judge. I mean, right? Like take a look at your own life kind of thing. No one should judge. And if someone is needing some advice or some mentorship and someone is willing to sit down and listen, oh my goodness. Like I've just been so blessed with, that's why I said each of these conversations I've had in this podcast has been almost me mentoring them during like what they've had to share with me. And I learn from that every single one of them.
And they definitely have learned something about themselves too through that.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. I hope so.
So let's look ahead on the podcast, asking guests what they have in store for the future. But here's a different spin on the question. What would you challenge your listeners to do in 2023 to make themselves better?
Yes. To better themselves. And it's so I think it's basically we're on a theme here. Challenge yourself. Do something that you wouldn't normally do, whether it's learn to crochet, whether it's, you know, taking dance lessons. And it doesn't have to be extreme. And that coming from a woman who has tend to do things from extremes, like one too extreme to the other. And I'm learning to stop that. So it's something I definitely am working on. I don't want to be extreme. And I think that's where people get stuck is because they want to make a change. They don't know how. So they go all in. And then a few weeks, days later, they're all of a sudden like petered out. And so the best thing I can suggest doing is do something that challenges yourself. Find something that you're interested in and push yourself. Or if it's something you're already doing, but you're feeling held back a little bit, like you're a little uncomfortable, well, then find a mentor or somebody that can help you push past that. So the one episode I did, and see, and this sort of goes back to the challenge of this podcast. The episode I did with my personal trainer, Patrick, when I completed last year's CrossFit Open. Okay. I knew that for any horsey person listening, they might listen to this podcast and go, what the heck has Tracy got this guy on for? Well, first of all, Patrick is awesome. And second of all, I set a big goal for myself. I set me at the age of 50 doing the CrossFit Open. Now, I've always been an active and working out kind of person, but never have I put it out there for the whole world to know and pushed myself that way. So I hope that when people listened to that episode, they could go, okay, I get it. They're not talking horses in here, but I did try to link it for people that yes, you can do tough things. Yes. And it's something that I hope that people will try more, because I guarantee you, and you know this, I mean, you work with horse people all the time with your coaching and everything that, you know, when you're on the other side of seeing them accomplish, you know, riding that course for the first time, or, you know, doing a workout for the first time they never thought they could do, it's like, whoa, it's so, so, I don't know. It just gives me goosebumps. I get so excited about it.
I find it gives you that boost too, to just want to do more and more once you kind of get into the flow of things and find your, when you do hit that new challenge, it's like, yes, okay, what's the next one?
Yeah, it's like this confidence you get. Yeah. And to share that experience, pay it forward.
All right. A lot of your guests have said they have been made to feel very comfortable in hitting your stride, even though they may be sharing very deeply personal and intense stories. How do you find that balance between making someone feel entertained and comfortable and yet still willing to be raw and open with you to share?
Yeah. It's so first of all, it's an absolute honor to be on the other side of this screen and this microphone from people who are willing to share that much with me, and knowing, you know, with the listeners and stuff. Absolute honor. One of the feedback we get, like, at how good these questions are, is like how deep they are. And that's why people don't understand. No, we give you the questions in advance because I want you to sit and think about these. So that is really cool. So with the deep question, I'm hoping we'll get deep answers. And one of the things, I guess, that's always been said about me, or I've just sort of noticed as I've trucked along in my years here, is that people like to share with me. People open up to me very easily, and I don't take that lightly, but sometimes I'm like, wow, people are really opening up to me. I guess it's just something about me, and I love it. So, you know, when I ask these questions, I can think of like two or three really big situations, like with, it was the Mike Pownell, Leslie Grant Law, and Dr. Steve Engel, and even most recently, Laura Fournier from Annie J Equestrian, you know, sharing their stories about, you know, aspects of their life and how it affected them and who they were at the time. And it's pretty crazy. I want, like, there's entertainment here. I want people to, like, we try to keep some things light, but I don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do like that. Yeah. Cause there are light moments, right? There are those really good moments, but then everyone has those moments where we kind of feel at our lowest. And I think it's really important for those people who have experienced those to help other people realize they're not alone in feeling those low moments. And there is a hill to climb to get out of it. But then once you climb that hill, it's whole new opportunities and challenges, right?
Yeah. I know the episode I had with Matt Cohn, and that was such an honor, because, like, as a massage therapist, I've massaged his horses for years. And so it's been an honor to work with him. And, you know, somebody who's been doing what he's been doing for, I don't know, Matt, can I say this? Like 5 decades? for that long to share with me in that conversation, that still he was in a situation where he didn't listen to the horse quite where the horse wanted him to, and he had to learn a tough lesson. And he shared that, and he's like, yep, I got put on my ass, and there you go. So, you know, that kind of vulnerability and realness, I think really, really helps. But yeah, it's been, I don't know. I want people to feel entertained. But yeah, the idea that they feel relaxed enough to open up to me, that's awesome. I mean, I'm that kind of person. I don't go for quantity of friends. I go for quality. And yeah. I love sitting down with one or two people and just having like 2 hours of conversation. And you and I do that every month.
Oh, yes, we do. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. What's been the best part of your experience so far? And what are you most looking forward to as Hitting Your Stride continues in its upward growth?
Well, I think the best part of all of this is obviously the conversations. I think, and again, if people, what I want people to know about me is that I don't take any of this lightly. Nothing about this is frivolous. I hope that every single person I've reached out to that has had a conversation with me or that will in the future understand that I completely respect their time and will always honor their story. So that's the big thing right there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think the best part so far, I guess I just have to add this in. One of the other challenging things is preparing. Like when I prepare, one of the biggest things is like people's names that aren't like they have accents to them, or, you know, I don't want to screw up somebody's name. I mean, I have my like childhood idol, Christelotte Boylan, on my podcast, and I don't know how many German names I had to pronounce. I'm like, I hope she doesn't think I'm butchering this, but it was like, that was kind of funny. I don't know. There's just, I'd like to say some of the best parts of the experience, not only talking to the people, but learning what I'm learning about me. Mm-hmm. Like it truly is for me something that's an inward experience, even though what all the listeners and YouTubers might see on these conversations, for them, it's very outward, right? Like, yep. I don't know, maybe that's the introvert part of me who's got an extrovert edge would say about how I feel about this experience. Yeah, it takes a lot out of me. I put a lot of energy into every conversation too, so it's like, whew, it can be very exhausting. But the trajectory, oh my goodness, see, that's where you and I, Tori, are very much alike, because we're both the firstborn and yep. There are goals, and so yeah, I've got a quote unquote hit list of people I want to interview right up there on my whiteboard. So yeah, I just, anybody who wants to come and listen to me, I guess I could say any of the listeners, you know, contact me at equestrianelements@outlook.com or on like Instagram or Facebook. And if you've got a suggestion of somebody you want me to interview, then just let me know and I will hunt them down and see if I can get it going.
Or even just say hi at the barn. Yep. And give you a list.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're in Ontario and you see me massaging, pass me a name. Yeah. But yeah, even if you're, cause you know, what's also cool. I learned I've got listeners, like a good number of listeners in the States, but in Britain and Australia and some in cool. Germany. And it's like, wow, like talk about it's finding growing. My voice. It's going yes. wide. And but I've met some amazing coaching clients too from this, which I think is cool because they heard me, they related to me somehow and then felt safe enough to come to me for coaching. So it's been fun.
That's neat to hear about you're not just expanding the connections and connecting them locally, it's going worldwide.
I know.
So let's finish with this thought. When it comes to hitting your stride, what are you most looking forward to?
Most looking forward to. Mm-hmm. I guess my thing would be, and it's kind of hard to say because I don't know if it's measurable, but I just want to know that people are really getting something important out of this. I don't know if life changing, if that's maybe too big of a phrase, but if they're getting, I just, yeah. What am I most looking forward to? I don't know. Just meeting more people, hopefully making a change in the equestrian world.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Pulling down those walls, making a change. And
that's kind of an ongoing one too. That one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big, that is a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And I just want to keep having some fun conversations where, you know, people put me on the spot and make me laugh and I get to do that. Maybe I get to do the same thing to them. I don't know.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. So, all right, cousin, thank you so much for doing this. It was
very welcome.
Yeah. It was a complete turnaround and I wasn't expecting it. So like I said, I now know what it's like on the other side. I do want to give you the opportunity to tell people a little bit more about what you're doing with your coaching business. You're new into this and in amongst your, you know, two young kids and you coaching your own riding students and stuff. Yep. You've got a lot on your plate.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of, sorting out priorities. but yeah, like a little bit of a different side of things. I focus more on like career transitions, whether it's people coming straight out of high school and having no idea where to go. I can sit down, have those conversations and kind of allow them opportunity to share about themselves and maybe have those aha moments. Cool. And then the grief, loss and bereavement, I don't really focus on one area with that. I truly love to create a space for people who are having difficult transitions in the grief, loss, and bereavement area, whether it's from losing a job to losing a pet, really any life loss. Just creating that really safe space for them to share what it was and kind of us having those conversations to help them create some meaning out of it and be able to kind of reintegrate that into their life.
Right.
So, yeah.
So be able to turn around from something that really kind of dragged them down, ripped them down, and get themselves back up on their feet. And yeah, like you said, just make sense of it and move forward. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And for me, I connect that right back into the equestrian world because there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
When we're working with the horses. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If nothing makes you a little bit more, snap you back into reality, it's when a horse does something like, you know, makes you see what is for really what it is.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. This was my challenge. This is my first podcast.
Well, so, there you go. You did an awesome job.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much. And again, thank you, Victoria McCourt, for helping me out on this and dragging my butt onto my old podcast.
There we are. Bye.
So there you have it. I have some great interviews lined up for future episodes, and we'll be covering some pretty interesting topics. As always, with the intent to open and engage the horse world on a wide variety of issues. So until next time, keep your eyes forward and continue to hit your stride. To stay current with Hitting Your Stride, subscribe on my website or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. If you like what you've heard here today, make sure you share and leave a comment to help guide future episodes and widen the audience. And be sure to check out social media to keep up to date with Equestrian Elements Life Coaching.